The battle is over, I see. To every living being and every living soul, now cometh the age of the stars, a thousand-year voyage under the wisdom of the moon. Here beginneth the chill night that encompasses all, reaching the great beyond. Into fear, doubt, and loneliness, as the path stretcheth into darkness. Well then, shall we, my dear consort eternal? Will thou sit around with me a while, my lord? May we stare at the stars together? It is a new age. We are past the golden one now. I did not know if this day would come. I have sacrificed all of myself for this day, with hopes for a change in a world that seemed stagnant. You have done all I have ever asked of you. Serve me loyally, truthfully. You have done all you could. Your vows all kept. Never hopest for profit or equaled measure. Do you remember what I told you of our new order? Mine will be an order not of gold, but the stars and the moon of chill night. I would keep them far from the earth beneath our feet, as it is now life and souls and order bound tightly together, but would have them at a great remove, and of the certainties of sight, emotion, faith, and touch all become impossibilities, which is why I would abandon the soil with mine order. So I must ask you, my consort eternal, wouldst thou come with me, even now, my one and only lord? After giving me the ring, it was thee who would become my lord. Perhaps I needn't have warned thee. I am pleased, however. Thou art a fitting choice. Will you ascend with me into the stars of night and travel the path of the Lord? That is quite the question, my beloved consort. What is there, up there? I always wondered of such. I had learned from my mother much about all of it before I travelled on my own. I had learned so much, but seen so little. Can one truly be wise if you have seen everything, but never experienced it all? I think that's why the night sky is so fitting. Each of the stars are eyes within it, beholding every single piece of the cosmos. We are also little in comparison. We are nothing in comparison. I will miss the way things were here. I do not know where we will go from here. It is true. There is much that has changed from this point. We have lost so many. So many. There is so much death. There are only things, a single thought I have held on to all this time. I am the Witch Rani. I stole death long ago, and search now for the dark path. That sentiment has been what has kept me going for so long. After I shed my Empyrean body, after the Night of Black Knives, after the shattering of the Rune of Death, the murder of Godwin. It has all led to this. E.G. Silvis, Blyde, and you, who came to me as just tarnished. Maidenless. But you gave yourself to this cause of stars. And I do not know if I have been enough. For so long I believed in a solid existence. Even though I am not solid myself, I am still tethered to this ground in this form. What will become of us? I wonder if we will become one of those stars one day when our time gives out. But that won't be for quite some time, I do not believe. Are thou truly willing to stay the test of time? To stand beside me, even when thou is unsure. The future is so fickle a thing. We only know what came before, and what happens now, and we walk into it unknowing, unaware. I have lost so many. I would not be baffled if you chose a different path, one that strayed closer to the ground than to the stars. You, my beloved and my dearest consort, you never cease to amaze me. You have battled great odds, changed so much, shaped this world, and given new hope. Maybe we will become more. The Elden Ring has been completed. A new order set. And now, we must shape a new world. Come, my Eternal. Let us test and see how far the stars really go from here. Hi everybody, it's me, Gemini Audios. I hope you liked this Elden Ring inspired audio. I have been watching so much Elden Ring content that I had to do Ronnie the Witch this week because I just love everything about the storyline for this. Let's get to our regular announcements. Shout out to our patrons, Ida and Remora's Jewel, who are subscribed to our Patreon. If you'd like, we have a Discord that's linked down below, as well as I give updates and different stuff, and you can see every time we upload in the server. I also plan to do some more streaming soon, as well as some other content and other soon video game inspired audios will be coming out. I am so excited to be able to make more stuff for you guys. We just passed the 800 mark, and so I am so very excited to make more amazing things for you. So please remember, as always, Gemini loves you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.